Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 95. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, "Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to him. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the mightiest mountains. The sea belongs to him, for he made it. His hands formed the dry land too. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. If only you would listen to his voice today." The Lord says, quote, "Don't harden your hearts as Israel did at Meribah, as they did at Massa in the wilderness. For there your ancestors tested and tried my patience, even though they saw everything I did. For 40 years I was angry with them, and I said, 'They are a people whose hearts turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them.' So in my anger I took an oath. They will never enter my place of rest," end quote. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 95 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the chapter of Psalms we just read more in depth. If we can learn the lessons from the Bible, our lives will be stronger. This psalm tells the story of one of the worst days in the history of Israel, the day they rebelled against God in the desert. The Lord had set them free from slavery in Egypt and led them to the edge of the promised land. But they refused to trust in his power, even after all he had done. Their rebellion led to the punishment of an entire generation dying in the wilderness, passing on the painful faith lessons to their children. The next generation learned, trusted in the Lord, risked their lives, and captured the promised land with God's help. This story is told in Numbers chapter 14, Psalm chapter 95, and Hebrews chapter 4. God wants his people to learn the lesson. The psalm makes the heartfelt plea. Don't rebel against God, no matter how hard life is, no matter how big the challenge ahead of you is. God can defeat giants. God can overcome the crisis you are in. God is with you. Don't run away from him. The psalm is a call to worship and prayer. It is a call to bow our lives down before God. That means not going our own way, but truly worshiping Jesus every day of the week through our choices and conversations. Don't rebel but follow Jesus. Conquer your fear with his presence and power. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. What fears in your life hold you back from being fully devoted to Jesus? Why is going Jesus's way often harder? Is it worth it? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.